China has sent another cargo spacecraft to join a core module of its space station. Tianzhou 3 cargo spacecraft was launched atop Long March 7Y4 carrier rocket on Monday afternoon. China concluded its Shenzhou 12 manned mission on September 17th as three Chinese astronauts in the return capsule landed safely in the predetermined area on Earth with the highest accuracy the nation had on record. The unmanned Tianzhou 3 cargo spaceflight is part of efforts by China to complete construction on the country's space station. The Tiangong space station is scheduled for completion before the end of next year. The Chinese mainland on Sunday reported 28 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases, all in Fujian province. Also reported were 21 new imported cases, including 9 in Yunnan, 4 in Shanghai, 2 each in Zhejiang, Guangxi, and Sichuan, 1 each in Fujian and Shandong. 2 new suspected cases were reported, but no new deaths related to COVID-19 were reported on Sunday. Malaysia has reacted with concern over a new security pact that brings together Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Under the new trilateral partnership, Australia will build nuclear-powered submarines using technology provided by the U.S. and the U.K. At least 8 people have been killed in a shooting at a university in Russia. Several others were injured after a student shot at random at the University of Perm on Monday. The attacker was reportedly wounded and taken into custody. Officials say that 80 wetland parks will be built in Wuhan over a period of 5 years. The central Chinese city plans to improve its ecological environment by completing 213 projects, including wetland parks, street gardens, and flower fields. City authorities also say that they're working to restore and protect 15 wetland nature reserves and wetland parks.